Good morning, and welcome to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're looking forward to studying the Word of God with you this week. This week we're going to look at the book of Proverbs, and we're specifically going to be looking in Proverbs chapter 6. There are some things that are said to be abominable to the Lord in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, which we'll read here in just a moment. The word abominable refers to something that is extremely abhorred. There are things which God just abhors. And the concept that he would even hate anything is foreign to some people's concepts of the Lord. However, the Bible clearly states that he abhors some things. And that's what we want to look at this week. We want to look at some of the things and consider some of the things that the book of Proverbs lists as being an abomination to the Lord. Today we're going to look at a proud look, but first we want to look at Proverbs chapter 6, and we want to read verses 16 through 19. It says that these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. So we see here these seven things that are an abomination unto the Lord. Today we want to look at verse 17 in Proverbs chapter 6 about having that proud look. In Proverbs 16 and verse 5, it's also written that everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Pride, it stems from an attitude of the heart. It's all about our heart. It's an attitude of arrogance. It's that feeling of being just superior, and boastfulness is, I'm just better than you, and that's just the way it is. The reference to the proud look that we see here, it refers to that arrogance which looks down its nose. And you can think of people or of yourself at times when you've done that to, when you see someone that you feel like is lesser than you, and that just looking at your nose and just judging them to be inferior. That feeling of superiority, it might come from one's station in life. Maybe you feel like that, you know, you're just at a high place right now with your wealth and that your job title and your job status, or the amount of things that you have, it just makes you better than everybody else. And we can't have that attitude, and you may have that feeling in your heart. Maybe you're, you know, hey, I've got 2 or 3 degrees, you know, I'm just more educated than these people. We can't put ourselves in that kind of situation and have that kind of proud look. That the Pharisee we read about in Luke chapter 18 displays this kind of attitude. Let's look at Luke 18 and verse 9. Luke 18 and verse 9. It says that also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised by others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So we see here that first abomination about having that proud look and thinking that we're just better than everybody else. What did it do to the Pharisee? It didn't do him any good. We see there in verse 14 that everyone that exalts himself will be humbled. If we've got that proud look on our face all the times and we just think we're better than everybody else, there's going to come a time when we're going to be, you know, sat down and the Lord's going to just make us humble. And so we've got to stay away from that, especially as a Christian. A Christian must display humility. We need to have that humble and humility attitude that Jesus possessed. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2 just real quick. Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, where it says, Fulfill my joy by being like-minded. This is talking about being like Christ, like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. We're supposed to have that servant attitude. Rather than feeling superior to others, the Christian, as a Christian, we must recognize that we are a sinner, that the person we're maybe looking at is a sinner in need of the salvation that Christ brings, the same salvation that Christ brings us, and facing the same certain death and the same judgment that we're going to face. That's all the time we have for today. Hope everyone has a great rest of your day. Thank you.